So if you consistently have the right sales process of how you're talking to your sellers, the questions that you're asking, and yes, that can twist and turn, but there's core levels of the sales process you need to follow. And if you do that, your results will be there as long as you have the lead flow, right?
Mic check.
I'm good.
Mic check. Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade.
Every day I'm hustling.
Hey, what's going on, everyone that is listening to this episode? This is going to be a mini episode of the Online Hustlers Podcast. Today I have a special guest. His name is Dan. And if I butcher his last name, I'm so sorry.
It's all good, man. Allborn. The H is silent. It's a Germanic name. Everyone butchers it. So go ahead. Do what you got to do.
So today in this episode, we want to really dig deep into one of our clients' mind and a client's brain. We always provide a lot of value in these episodes. And if you see the previous episodes, we bring in current coaches or trainers or gurus or people that have high-level businesses in the real estate investing and wholesaling space. And today we have one client that has been doing really, really well with online marketing. He currently runs also an operations in Wisconsin, which is in the Midwest, and currently does cold calling and SMS marketing too. So he combines inbound and outbound at the same time. So I'd love to really find out a little bit more about Dan, because he seems to have more than 12 years of experience in the real estate space, and it's rebuilding his business once again. And he's been doing it so far, what I've seen, successfully. So I want you, every single listener, to learn from this. And I'd like to know a little bit more about Dan. Dan, what's your background? Like you said, you have 12 years of experience in real estate, but was it like wholesaling, or was it like regular real estate, you know, just being a broker or just being a realtor, things like that? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's strictly, yeah, I mean, a little background in the real estate space. I mean, it was just, I picked up some Carlton Sheet books back in the day. I mean, he's the godfather of real estate investing. Anyone who's been in this for a minute knows that. So I just found like, oh, you can buy properties with no money down. And I'm like, that's perfect. Cause guess what? I had no money, right? So this fit my buy box perfectly. So, yeah, I mean, it started with wholesaling with bandit signs. That really did well for me. Whenever I would stick out a box of signs, the phone would ring. So I did it not even at the day. I was working a normal job at the time. So it was kind of almost like side cash. And when it happened, great. Then I would like go back to my normal life, spend that money, and then be like, oh, I need to make some money again, buy another box of signs. So I wasn't really being as, what's the word I'm looking for? As focused on the business at that time. But then I got to the point where I was at my current job. I just saw the glass ceiling. I didn't want to be my boss. And I had a good friend of mine. And I just said, hey, I want to maybe do this. And she's like, dude, why don't you just do it? Like, I had the plan already drafted up. I had money in the bank to kind of ride out the highs and the lows of creating a new business. And she's like, just do it. And what I understood at that time, and what I teach people now, because I do a little local in market coaching too, I said, you got to get the F out of real estate. And what I mean by that is you take the fear out of real estate, right? And the fear is finding the deals, you know, fixing the deals and funding the deals. So if you can solve those three Fs, you're going to be well along your way. And of course, there's more to it. But that really is the fear factor in all of this that prevents us from taking action, right? And that's what would have prevented me from doing that. But I had myself surrounded with like-minded individuals of who I wanted to be, right? So that was part of that helped that journey and launched me into my initial real estate career.
Wow, that's awesome. So the last 12 months that you've been doing this business as a real estate investor and now doing wholesaling too, what are the few key takeaways of the things that you shouldn't have done or the things that you learned the last 12 years doing this?
Oh, last 12 years. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would say my biggest learning experience, and I told you a little bit earlier that really this, my current entity, which is House Buyer Dan, I rebranded my whole business in the last 4 months. I was with some partners before, and I learned so much from them from the processes and system side of things. Either you're going to treat this like a hobby, which I was doing it for probably that way for the first, I guess, 8 years of my career, Esteban. But once I started implementing consistent processes and following those processes and tweaking those processes, because there's always the learning curve, right? You don't just implement something and it works out of the gates. Very rarely that is. But it's consistently doing that or finding other people that have already done it and just mirroring what they do. I'm a part of a few other masterminds and coaching groups and stuff like that. So I lean heavily on other people. Like, why should I have to reinvent the wheel? So I think those things specifically have led to doing things consistently through processes internally, with lead intake to how you handle leads to sale process to disposition. Learning and refining that over time is what's allowed me to kind of get to the consistency that I'm at today, but also will give me the empowerment to scale larger. Because if you add more money to it and you don't have that stuff in place, you're going to just be losing money. So you have to make sure you have a solid base of systems, processes, and or people, if necessary, to execute at a higher level.
Yeah, great. Now, can you give us an example of a few processes that really have changed your game right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing for me, one of the things that I've done internally as a wholesaling business, and you know, the whole COVID thing, we all know too well about that, and we don't need to go down that rabbit trail. But the one thing it's benefited my business was we started doing remote wholesaling. And what I mean by that, virtual wholesaling. So I never get a single buyer inside my buildings. So many of the properties we get are tenant occupied. That's just, it seems to be that's one of my niches that we do very well at, with tired landlords, stuff like that. And the last thing that the landlords want to deal with is having 15, 20, 30 investors, which typically would sign up to be a part of this, to walk through the property. And like, the tenants are like, what's going on? So what I ended up doing is, all right, my process that I've created is I now do a video walkthrough and pictures when I'm going through at the time we sign the contract. We then have that in-house. And then what we do is we'll do a live Zoom meeting where someone like myself or whoever will be doing dispositions is visually walking through the property and giving them a tour of the property. And when it's all said and done, they can ask questions. And if they ask a question that we don't know, we'll get the answer. And then we take offers. And I've never had anyone balk by not writing an offer because they haven't been physically inside the property. But it's a self-limiting belief that, oh, someone won't buy it unless they can get in there. Now, on a few rare occasions, we've had a handful of properties that were just so bad. I mean, like the worst properties I've ever been in, like should be teardowns. Like you have to get inside. But that's the exception. Our model now is almost extremely virtual. And that's really transformed our business to be able to reach out to more people. And it was a self-limiting belief that I didn't think I could do, but COVID forced me to do it.
Well, that's incredible, because a lot of people still, even though there's a lot of information and free training, free coaching, well, there's free YouTube videos out there, people still have that belief that you can't buy houses or wholesale houses over the phone. And the thing is that you need to be really good at talking over the phone, right? And talking over the phone is another art than compared to like being in person. And if, for example, there, I have a YouTube channel, which, by the way, there was an event called Wholesaling Live, and it was a client of ours that he went to that Wholesaling Live. We gave him some leads for him to call. And there was a seller that had a investor walking the property as my client called him over the phone. And my client had such a great phone skill, bill report, dig into pain, do everything possible to require, hold the person on the phone while the investor was walking the property. And he locked up that property live during that event. And it's awesome that you can see it on YouTube. During that event, and he locked up that property, sent the contract, and it was incredible, because the other investor was in person, but I bet our client, who had better phone sales skills or just better sales skills as a whole, was able to lock it up on the contract in there, even though he wasn't present.
Yeah. Well, I would say this too, like if you're doing in-person, and we do a somewhat a hybrid, we're trying to get more virtually to book it over the phone, but we're getting there. The mother mindset too, Esteban, is like, if you're going to a homeowner appointment, you better have a contract. Like, and your goal is to not leave that property with it without a contract, because the chances of you signing that after diminishes every second once you walk out that door. So really vet it out while you're there. Talk it through. Well, help me understand what's holding you back. Maybe it's just a no, like pull back. Like, I'm getting a feeling that you're just not interested in really selling to me. And that's okay too, right? No, it's not that. Okay, well, what is the problem? And address it. You know, I've just learned that over time that if you don't do that, you call them back. Oh, we took another offer. Well, dang it. Like, why didn't you take my offer? Well, they were better than you, or they were prepared. So have your numbers ready, know your ARV going in, know how to quickly figure that rehab, know what your spread is if you're going to flip a rehab, and be prepared to give a solid offer.
Yeah. What would you say are one of the biggest higher lever skills that wholesalers and real estate investors need to really solidify, like make it very, very solid in order for them to be successful?
A consistent sales process, Esteban. You know, don't just wing it. You know, there's a lot of people that are just great talkers. But if you don't consistently do anything, I mean, think about this. When you think about how anything's made, you know, it's an assembly line, whether it be a vehicle, whether it be, you know, your phone, whatever. It's all done in a process that is done the exact same way every time. Or you go get food, right? You go to McDonald's, not that it's the best food in the world, but you know what you get at McDonald's, right? Because it's done the same way every time. They get the exact same result. So if you consistently have the right sales process of how you're talking to your sellers, the questions that you're asking, and yes, that can twist and turn, but there's core levels of the sales process you need to follow. And if you do that, your results will be there as long as you have the lead flow, right? If you're not dealing with lead flow, that's a whole nother story. But when you have those opportunities, make the most of them.
I love it, Dan. Dan, for the people in the Midwest, obviously you don't want more competitors to come in and take into your market. But for people,
it's all good, man. I'm an abundance guy. I think everyone can win. And quite honestly, we're in a smaller market, but there's quite a few players in my market. So it's not like it's just them, the big fish in the small pond. So continue. Yeah. Cut you off.
Which marketing channels do you recommend for the Midwest?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, because I, in the 13 years I've done this, I've tried about everything. I'm a sucker. I'm an entrepreneur. I've paid for many programs. I've implemented a lot of stuff. And there's just a lot of stuff that doesn't work for me. And maybe it's a smaller Midwestern market, because that's where we're at. So, I mean, the city I live in is 80,000 people. The next biggest is Green Bay, and that's about 125. And they're mainly known for the Packers, right? So it's not a big area by any means. So what's really worked for me, and it, I mean, lo and behold, I'm on this podcast, but I'll be honest, Facebook marketing has been, by far, it's my most expensive channel, but it's been my best yield of the leads that I get, the quality of the leads, and we've been able to close a bunch of them. So I would say that for me has been a huge opportunity for me, and something I really want to do for a while. And I'm glad I've been able to use you guys and your support with Hezel to really kind of help implement that, because I don't have to, I manage it and monitor it, but you guys do the rest, because I don't have the time and the bandwidth to do that. So that's been great. I mean, outside of that, I would say, I mean, cold calling always does well too, but you have to have some systems and processes in place. And I wouldn't say that you'd be the guy doing the cold calling, because more than likely, I mean, maybe up front, yes, but you'll get burnt out on that really quick. So you need to find a good company or person or someone who can do that.
Yeah. I'd be happy to connect you with, as you grow, with a few of those companies that can potentially do it really well, or can give you even a better idea of how it looks like in terms of doing those other marketing channels. And I can't wait to strategize with you, our team to strategize with you, so that as you scale, you also add Google into the mixture, so that you attract inbound leads that want an offer because they're typing online a query about how to sell my house fast, or how do I get cash for my home, or is there a home buyer in my area, or whatever that is. And they come in with an intentional based type of motivation, call it that.
Yeah, way. Man. So, absolutely. I'm always evaluating my marketing channels. I think as an entrepreneur and a business owner, you're always looking at what's your best return, you know, and from there, I'd be definitely open to it. That's been a hard nut to crack. I've tried it on a few different occasions, the PPC and that's been tough in this market, but I'd be definitely willing to try it again. So I'd be excited. You guys have done phenomenal on Facebook. I'd love to see what you guys could do for me in that area.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how we can combine both Google and Facebook and Instagram advertising in order to maximize it. Yeah. All right, man. It was an awesome time having you here, man. What would you say for anyone listening to the podcast, one of the biggest takeaways in this business, and I know that you spoke a bunch of different ones, but like, what would you recommend them from what you have learned over the years and what you have learned in the last few months that have drastically changed the way that you do business? Is there anything particular that you do that you want to tell them?
Yeah, man, I think, you know, really mindset's so important. Within anything, you know, you hear all the stories, you see the podcast or you see the webinars of these guys who've made it and they're flashing the $1 million homes and the big cars. And dude, you totally can do that in this business. That's completely possible. But if your brain isn't there and you have self-limiting beliefs, you got to change those. So you need to find either people that you can surround yourself with that have the positive mindset that can get you there, or you need to start digesting things. You know, get off the social medias, get off the TikToks, get off whatever. Don't waste your time on that frivolous stuff. Get a book, you know, find a Kiyosaki book, go to a Tony Robbins event, do something that can really transform the way that you think, because until you change the gray matter up here, the execution will never happen, because there's going to be a lot of suck that happens in this business. And you've been into Esteban, so you know it, right? There's crappy parts of this business that we don't always talk about, but when those things happen, you have two options. Either pack up your toys and you go home, or you'd be like, I'm going to be a big boy and I'm going to push through this. And you have a solution and you figure it out, right? So, but if you don't have the right mindset, you fold. So having the right mindset is so important, whether you're a brand new investor trying to figure it out and fail forward, to even, you know, is trying to scale. Scaling isn't easy either. It's not just a push of a button and all of a sudden you're 10X. There's a lot of struggles that come into that. But having the right mindset, the right goal, writing down your goals is another thing, right? And then implementing them. And when you don't hit that goal, reevaluate. Why didn't I hit that goal and re-aim at the target?
Love it. All right, man. Thank you so much for being part of this podcast. For anyone that listened to the podcast and got any value, please make sure that you take 1 minute to give us a review. You can always reach out, Dan, on social media. I believe he's available on social media.
I'm on most of the channels. I'm on Facebook, TikTok,
Instagram.
YouTube, Instagram. I don't know. I guess I'm on all the socials there. You can find me.
What's your username?
House Buyer Dan.
House Buyer Dan. Awesome.
Yep.
All right, man. So anyone that loved it, please make sure that you ultimately subscribe to the channel if you're watching it live, or also give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever it is that you're listening to this podcast, because we're going to be bringing in, you know, more power players into this. To these episodes. So thank you so much, everyone that is listening, and hope you have a great one. Crush it. Let's get it.
Awesome. Deuces, man. Thanks, Esteban.